That's it. No problem. Look at this. Now, I presume you went to school.
Yes, to the high school in Douglas.
High school. Were you born in Douglas?
Yes, I was born in Douglas.
All right.
And then we moved here when I was 11.
Oh, to
this house.
Really?
This house, yes.
So you've been here since that time?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
With my grandmother's parents, yes. And then I've taken it now since my parents have gone.
So, yes.
Yes.
So, well, that's great. There's not many.
Up here.
Yes, there's not many can say that.
No, not these days.
That's it. No. So you travelled from here to school?
Yes, 7 o'clock, 7:15 train in the morning.
Yeah.
And into Douglas, and then walked up to the girls' high school.
And where was that in Douglas?
That was Park Road.
Oh,
still
right.
Still a high school now, but
yes.
It's mixed now. It was
yes,
just girls
of course.
In those days.
Oh, it was just girls,
yeah.
I see.
And then we
yeah.
got the 4:30 train back.
Yeah.
So it was about 6 o'clock when I got home.
So you'd had a whole day.
A whole day,
yes.
But as I say, they used to check the carriages and we went through the Potts and Mary station.
Did they?
Make sure nobody was hiding under the seats.
Yes,
we
yes.
soon told them, wouldn't we?
Yes, especially children,
yes.
Had an identity card.
Yes, we had an identity card and we had to wear an identity card.
Did you?
In case we were bombed and they could identify us.
Right,
when
yes.
We take our gas masks.
Yes, I can remember them, yes.
Oh, there was trouble if we forgot our gas masks.
In the little square box.
Yeah.
Weren't they horrible?
Oh, they were awful.
Yes. Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And we had our identity number on our bracelets.
You've brought back memories too. I'd forgotten about the identity
yes.
Bracelets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it gave us the shivers when we got them and they said, oh, it's in case you're bombed. While you're in Douglas, we can identify.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
Yes,
I'd forgotten about that, you see.
Yes, yeah. And we're ready for all eventualities.
Yes, of course, yes.
To be,
yes,
of
yeah.
course. Yes.
And what about the rationing? Can you remember anything about that?
I can remember there weren't many sweets.
Yes. That's what I remember as well.
There weren't many sweets, and my father was a grocer in Castletown.
Was he?
So he managed a grocer shop in Castletown
The war. Yes.
And so he managed a little bit.
Yes, yes,
know.
Yes.
Sometimes people wouldn't take the full rations.
Of course,
if
yes.
they were hard up or anything.
Yes.
You know, so
you got a bit of chocolate.
Butter and things.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Bit of groceries.
Yes,
things,
yes,
so.
Of course.
We did all right, really.
Yeah.
Yes,
that of mine would have been quite... they wouldn't be so restricted in the portions of whatever.
No, we weren't restricted to eggs and things.
No.
I mean, there were more things
yes,
like that.
Of
we weren't
course.
Plentiful, but we got...
Yes, yes.
Fruit and that was difficult.
Yeah.
We didn't get oranges and...
Bananas,
except and occasionally when some came through.
That's right, yes. And tea. And that
yes.
had all to be imported,
yes.
didn't it? Yes.
Yes. But my father, being in the grocery trade,
of course, yes.
he was keen. He knew this was coming, this rationing.
Did he?
So, you know that big sacks of sugar they used to
yes,
be
I do, yes.
He brought one home, he got one home.
Did he?
To be prepared.
Yes.
And he had it pushed under the stairs. So we're going in with
that's cool.
the sugar.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes. Of course, when it was gone, it was gone.
Gone, that was it, yeah.
It helped us through the first
Oh, yeah, it would
yes,
do,
yes.
Yes. My husband used to be a baker.
Oh, yes.
And he used to tell me about the when there was a wedding cake ordered, you know,
yes.
they would come up with whatever, they put in it, marge and sugar and everybody sort of in the village, because I'm Scottish, you see, I come
yes.
from the northeast.
North of Scotland.
Yeah, and they used to come with all their bits
yes.
to club together to...
Yeah.
Get the wedding cake built, baked.
That's the only way they could do it.
Yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was
yeah.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
yes, yes.
And then as you grew up,
yes.
you know,
yes.
What did you think to, well, of course, the war had been finished then, 1945, so.
1945, yes.
Yeah,
I'd left school then.
Yes.
And I wanted to train as a nurse at Nobles.
Did you?
Yes. But I wasn't old enough till 17.
Of course.
17 3/4 to be exact.
Is that right?
Yes. And the very day I was 17 3/4 I went off.
Did you?
Yes.
Got enrolled.
But
yes.
I worked in a shoe shop down in Port Erin to fill in
just
the time between school and
yes.
old enough.
Yes, of course.
Nursing.
Yes.
Yes.
And so you took your training there, did you?
Yes, yes. There was training nursing there, yes. They did the first 3 years of training at Nobles in those days, but you had to go across for the SRN.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So, yes, it was... but we had internees in here.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes, yes, we had about 10.
Really?
Yes, you had to take them.
Had you?
Yes, yes.
If you had room, you had to take
yes.
them.
Unless you had a really valid excuse, like an elderly parent being looked after or something like that.
I so see.
They came
I
round
see.
And looked round your house and said, yes, you can have so many.
Oh.
And we had them.
Oh,
but
right.
They were amazing, the things they used to eat. They never wasted a thing.
Really?
They would eat the nettles and dandelions. And they'd make stews of all these.
Really?
Yes, yes. They didn't
things that we would
thing.
Never dream
oh,
of.
Oh, yes. They'd go out and pick the nettles from the field. They'd boil them up. All sorts of things.
So were they completely separate from yourselves?
We lived in the same house.
Yes,
we?
But I mean, they were
yes.
their cooking facilities, did they do their
they
own?
They did their own cooking.
I
yes.
see.
I think my mother was paid a guinea a week for them. She had to provide the food, more or less. With
yes,
that.
Yes.
And but the extras they wanted picked in the fields. The greens, I suppose it
yes.
did them good, didn't
well,
it?
Well, you've
the
heard of
that,
yeah, nowadays,
yes,
you know,
yes,
nettles,
yes.
you've heard of that, yes.
And they used to get the offal from the butchers
oh.
and boil that up, things we wouldn't eat, things we gave to dogs.
Yes.
What they call lights.
Lights,
but,
yes,
yeah,
that's
they
it.
They would eat that, and the smell in the house would be horrific.
Yes.
When they cooked it.
Yeah.
It would be really dreadful.
Yes, it must have been. And
yes.
how long were they here then?
Well, this was right at the beginning when the whole of Port Erin was in the
oh,
camp. We
right.
had wire netting all around.
So I believe, yeah, that must have been a bit restrictive.
Yes, we had to have our identity cards to get in and out of the place. And then they, as they gradually sorted them out,
mm-hmm.
the more Nazi ones
yes.
Were kept here and the harmless ones were
allowed
repatriated.
To, right, back
so,
to England or
yes,
so, wherever.
Yes, wherever.
Yes.
And then they were, barriers were, went lower down.
Oh.
Down. So we were outside the barriers,
oh,
there,
I
so
see.
We didn't have any.
I see.
So, but we must have had them for about a couple of years. I would
did
think.
You?
Yes, yes, yes. We had to watch them when there was an air raid and
yes.
bring them all downstairs and put them under the stairs.
Yes, yeah.
Keep them quiet.
Yes.
So they wouldn't show lights and things.
Yes, of course. So, as a child, was it quite exciting or was it terrifying?
Well, amongst them there was a boy and a girl, Austrian boy and a sister and their mother.
Uh-huh.
And so I was quite involved sort of playing with them and thought
yes.
this was great.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Were
they about your own age?
Yes, the boy was about my age and the girl was about six.
Oh.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So she was younger.
Yes.
So I got on all right with them and... so I wasn't really minding what the rest
no,
were doing.
No,
no,
no.
No,
no.
But,
has any of them ever kept in touch?
No, no,
no.
They haven't, no, no.
Just all went back to...
Went.
I suppose they had been living in Britain.
They had,
yeah,
yes.
for a number of years.
And then they were all gathered together.
Yeah.
You know, there was panic at the outset of the
that's
war.
It.
And they gathered everybody together and brought them over here.
Yes, yes.
And then sorted them out when they got here.
Yeah,
yes.
And then put back so many or... The
yes.
safe, the ones that were going to be all
right.
That's yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it must have been such a strange thing.
It was.
An island.
Yes. Strange. And yet we seemed to accept it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
We didn't seem to be bothered by it.
I know. That's what amazes me. You would think.
Yes. It was a thing that we had to put up with. You know, sort
yes.
of it was a thing. But my mother used to get annoyed because
I would imagine so.
She was from Manchester.
Oh, was
yes.
she? Oh.
And she had relatives going through the
bombing yes.
And she used to say, here are these like this. And they had a wonderful life, sunning
yes.
themselves. It was a lovely summer,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
sunning themselves, getting tanned, and they can sleep at night without bombs. And
her
and my
relatives
are
yes,
gone to
yes.
every night over
yeah,
there.
Well, that's understandable, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah.
yeah. She used to get a bit.
Yeah, she would do.
But, yes. So you just had to...
Yeah, as a child, you see, you wouldn't think of that.
No, I didn't think of
no.
that sort of thing.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
You just, you know what it's
yes,
like when
yes.
you're just growing up.
Yes.
It's everything new is quite
that's
exciting
right,
for
yes.
you. Yeah.
But we couldn't have relatives come to see us unless they got a pass to come through the barriers.
Oh, I
like
see.
Like I had aunties and uncles in Douglas.
Yes.
My father's sister was in Douglas. She had to get a pass to come up and see us.
Really?
Yeah, so we had to go and see her. Although
you
she was born here,
yeah,
and she lived here all her life till she married, she had to get a pass to come
You can't imagine it. Looking at it today, you think, gosh,
yes. how. It's only when you think about it now, yes. You think, well, really, it was awful.
Yeah.
The young ones today wouldn't put up.
They wouldn't. Oh, they would be up in arms straight away.
Yes,
but as you say, I haven't met anybody who's said it was terrible.
No.
We were restricted or whatever. Yeah, you must have been. Like going on the beach and things like that.
Yes.
You can't remember.
I think we were allowed on the beach.
Were you?
Yes, we went
on
the
beach. Oh,
you
were on the beach,
yes,
all right.
Yes.
All right.
What I remember about all these ladies, they were all, you know, the Cosy Nook Cafe down there?
Yes, down Port Ellen.
Well, there's a stretch of ground just below the browse behind that, isn't there?
Yes, the grass.
Yes, the grass. Well, down below that wall, it was sheltered from the wind, you see.
Yes.
And what I can remember, all these bodies lying there sunbathing.
Oh, really?
Hardly any clothes
on. Yeah.
And that sort of sticks.
Yes, it would do.
You know,
yes.
As a young girl, all
yes.
These women had hardly any clothes.
Clothes
on.
Gosh, look at this.
And the ones that were had leaves on their nose, so they wouldn't get their noses tanned.
Well, isn't it funny what sticks in your mind?
Yes, little things.
Yes, little things. Well, that's the sort of things that I'm interested in, just those little details, you know, which people think aren't important, but I think they are important to be recorded, you know.
Funny, it's things you forget, you think you've forgotten, and they just come back to you.
They do,
something just triggers it off.
That's right, yeah, and if you can't put the name on it there and then, it'll come in a few minutes, you know, 10 minutes later, you think, oh, yeah, I know where that was, yeah. And do you remember the slogan that was all the time? What was it again? What's the slogan again? They kept telling everybody they did us as well. Something like that, yes. Yes, on that same careless talk course.
Yes.
Did that affect anything? Do you think were people aware that they were restricted in that way?
Really, I don't think.
No,
I don't think.
I
suppose we're in a bit of a world of our own down here.
Yeah, I suppose so, in a way.
It's isolated, really.
Yes. I've found that people didn't travel a lot round the island during the war. They kept to their own area.
That's right. Yes, they did that, yes. I remember going to stay with my father's sister and her two daughters in Douglas.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it was the night that a bomb dropped. I think there was only about two dropped on the island all the time.
Uh-huh.
But this one dropped just outside Douglas.
Oh, my goodness.
So my poor parents were here, and I was spending the night with my aunt in Douglas. They were going mad.
They
couldn't get in touch. Eventually they managed to phone through, and they found we were all right.
Yes, that would be
very nerve-wracking
for them. Of course.
Because I thought that was fun. We were under the stairs and heard the thud.
Did you?
That was nerve-wracking for them.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But for a youngster, it would be great excitement. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So then, after the war, what did you think to the atmosphere, say, when the men came back from the war and, you know, they wanted their jobs back, and some women had gone into their work.
Oh, I see, yes.
Postwomen,
yes,
etc.
Yes,
I don't know about the island.
That didn't involve me, really, at all.
No.
I was only interested in how the lads had come home.
Yes, yes.
And some that had grown up when I was still a child, and I'd grown up too.
Yes, of course.
yes. They'd only looked at me as a child before, but I was grown up then.
Yes.
So it was a different outlook.
Of course, yes. Another feeling, yeah.
Yes, we've all been through it.
Of course, yes, yes.
Yes.
So there was quite a lot of Isle of Man lost as well, I understand, in the war.
Yes.
There was quite a lot didn't come back.
There were,
there was quite a lot of the internees, or I don't know if it was the internees or... But they I know one couple got married. You know, a local...
Oh, yes. Yes, they did.
I can't remember if it was a local girl married an internee or if it was a...
There was an internee married a local lad, I think, Kermode?
Oh, I don't know the name.
No,
I don't know the name.
I think they're both dead now.
Oh, right.
There were one or two pairings off.
Was there?
Yes. Because the women liked to try and meet up with the... mainly the lads in the country, the farmers, because there weren't many men, only
farmers.
They were
of course,
in a reserved
yes.
occupation.
Of course, yes.
So one or two were having a bit of a fling with
yes.
some of these.
Yeah.
The fellas were getting in here.
Yes,
Yes. And, because at that my age, young, I wasn't sort of aware, but only what I heard the adults talking about.
And did your parents resent the fact that they had to put up with, like, the internees and things?
No, they just accepted.
Yes.
My father had travelled to Castletown to work each day in the grocer's shop, and my mother was home here, and it was just, it just seemed to sail through it. The only thing is, I had to share a bedroom with them.
Oh, I see.
We had
this
bedroom, the three of us in together, while the rest of them had
the rest. Yes.
Yeah. But they didn't seem to resent it at all.
No.
As only as I say, my father, my mother was annoyed about
because of the bombing in Manchester.
And they were having a long holiday, and her parents and people were
So the rationing, I've just jotted down odd things so that I would remember, you know, what to ask about, if you could remember it. What about allotments on the island?
We didn't have one. I suppose, yes, there would be allotments, wouldn't there?
Dig
for victory, that was another thing, wasn't it?
Dig for victory.
I don't remember digging for victory.
No, but never mind, somebody will have done.
Somebody must have done. Yes, there would be allotments, I expect, but there were some at Port St Mary that are still used today.
Yes,
now. And I suppose those would be the only ones I know about.
Right, And what about the transport? It was all trains, was it, rather?
There was buses, I think. Buses, yes, because petrol was restricted.
Yes, so
the trains are more popular than the buses.
Yes.
It was just an odd bus, but there was the trains.
The trains,
The trains went more regularly. Because they did the cargo service as well, and the cattle movements.
Yes,
and like
of
that,
course,
in those
yes.
days.
Transport of
yes.
all kinds would
yes,
have
cause
used.
It was all around the island, Ramsey and Peel as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then the electric railway wouldn't have used the petrol or whatever you see.
Yes, well, being here, I don't know what the electric railway was doing. I suppose it was still running.
Yeah, because it's been mentioned. Mentioned. Yeah.
But we didn't go on that. We were sort of down the same.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, and do you know anything about the ponies and traps and things or whatever?
No,
none of that down this.
No. Before we moved here, we lived in Kirkmichael.
Oh, did you?
Yes, lovely village.
Yes.
My father had a grocer's shop there.
Oh, right.
And we were there 7 years, and the milk was delivered by a milk float.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
From Bishop's Court Farm.
Oh, right, yes.
And Mr. Crow used to bring it on. He had the farm, and I think some of his ancestors probably still there. He used to come every morning with this horse and trap, this big milk churn, and you went with your jug.
Yes, enamel jug.
Yes.
Yes.
And he would pour it from the measure and
that's
it would
right.
be warm from the jug.
Yes, I can remember that as well up north. Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember about ponies.
You didn't have an ice cream van coming round, did you?
No.
Italian ice cream.
No, we didn't.
That was the highlight.
No. Oh,
it was my highlight.
When we used to go to Manchester, I loved those stops.
Stop the environment,
yes.
Different taste, didn't it?
Yeah. And the fact that you'd just be passing and you could
just
stop
get
it.
One. Wonderful, yeah.
Yes.
Another area was the land workers, you know.
Oh, the
across
land girls.
Land army girls across.
Yes, yes.
But there weren't many of them here, it seems.
I don't think so.
No,
remember
nobody
them
seems
here.
To.
No. There were evacuees. Children evacuated over here.
Oh, were they? Well, maybe you could talk something about that then.
I couldn't name any.
No, you don't have to name them. But if you, were they? How old would they be?
They would be around my age.
All right.
Because we would suddenly meet some strange girls at school.
I see.
And they say, "Oh, she's an evacuee."
Right.
So I don't really know the situations.
No, but they'd been evacuated from London or some of the cities, probably.
Yes. And then all of a sudden they'd be gone again, you know.
Yes.
They'd be coming and going like that.
Yeah.
And they'd be saying, "Oh, evacuees."
I see. So they didn't stay very long then.
No, I don't think so.
No.
They moved on to somewhere else or something. You know,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I don't really know much about them, but there were one or two around.
Uh-huh.
Here, you know.
Right.
Staying with families.
Yeah.
And,
So families took them in, like some took in internees and some took in...
Some would take it, yes.
Evacuees, yeah.
Yes.
See, but I came from away up north, so we didn't really know the war was on.
No, we weren't affected at all, really,
luckily.
Yes.
Anything about the fishing? You know anything about the fishing, industry?
We're fishing for scallops, I think, here.
Yeah.
Remember the train we went on to school in the morning? The fishermen were there with the big sacks of scallops, putting them on to
be exported.
Yes.
Is the scallops the queenies?
Yes, and they're bigger than the queenies.
Oh, they're bigger?
Yes, they're shells. Yes.
Oh, that's the scallops.
Yes, the queenies are the smaller ones.
I've only seen them out of the shell. I love them. I love to eat them.
Lovely,
but I haven't seen them in the raw.
No.
So, they
were fishing here. We used to go down at Easter, you know, for Good Friday to get our fish fresh from the boat down
Did
there.
You?
Yes.
And herring? Was there herring?
Yes, we used to have some herring,
fishing as well.
Pickled.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so we used to get a bit of fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all that thing's kept going, you know, kept the rationing, extended the rationing, whatever. Now, was there any, do you know if there was any interest in women going into the government in the island? Do you know anything about the women's vote? You know, when the Isle of Man wanted to give a women vote before the UK, and the UK said no, you know, so it was left there. But the Isle of Man would have been the first to give the women
I think they
vote.
Were the first to give the vote.
All right.
I think they
were before.
I think they were, yes. So that was before my time. But
yes,
I think they were
But it
They've
was
always said they were the first to give the vote.
Yes, I know they wanted to give it, and then the government in England said no.
Yes.
Now, I haven't found out when it did...
No, I don't
actually
know exactly
start.
When that happened.
Right. What about the superstition on the island?
Oh, the fairy bridge.
The fairy bridge and the witches.
And the witches.
Yes. Did you is there any instances that you can tell me that you can recall?
Well, I remember my father was saying, you know, he worked in Castletown.
Yes.
And one night he would be working late, he missed the bus or the train or whatever he was coming home on, and he decided he'd walk home. It was a dark night, blackout, no lights. And he's walking down, you know, Fisher's Hill.
Yes.
And suddenly he said he felt the hair stand up on the back of his neck, and he felt there was a dog behind him. And that hill is supposed to be haunted by a funeral hearse and cart and horses or something.
Oh, is it?
You know, the old-fashioned funeral cart with the horses.
Yes.
But this was a dog, and he could sense it behind him, and he could feel its breath on his legs, and he turned around. There was nothing there. And that's the only experience we've had. We used to say he'd imagined it, but no, he swore. Was dying day that dog behind him, he felt the hair rise on his neck.
The back of his neck, because there was a lot of superstition on the island, wasn't there, at all?
Oh, yes. The fishermen had a lot of superstition.
Yes.
I think I've got a book, some of the fishermen's
Have you?
In the back.
The tales.
About them, so you're all right. I'm
sure.
Something about them not going out on a Friday. If they go out and forgot something, they come back again.
They wouldn't go. Oh, I love your. What's it?
That's wonderful. Yes.
Yes. I collect the. I've got about half a dozen of the little dolls.
Have you?
And. My family gave me that on my 70th birthday.
Did they? Oh, it's lovely.
Strange thing to hear.
Oh, no, it's lovely. Absolutely lovely.
This is a very old book.
Where's my glasses?
Oh, there's very strange things in this. Do you want to take and have a load of it?
I wouldn't mind it if I could.
Yeah.
I'll borrow it.
It's very old.
It looks like it.
There are some little things about the fishermen's superstitions. I can't remember them all, you see.
No.
And if...
William Cushing. 1912. Goodness me. Oh, I'll borrow it and I'll look after it carefully and bring it back to you.
Yes,
oh, thank you.
You might get a bit of information out of
I'm
it.
I'm sure I will.
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I know that the fishermen's superstitions, but I know there's one about they won't go out fishing if they have to turn back again. It's bad luck.
Bad luck,
Friday
yes.
Friday or something.
Yeah, and they don't like to pass, is it? They don't like to meet a black cat.
No.
Something about that. That's up in Scotland. I don't know if it applies here or not.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Oh,
a black cat is supposed to be lucky if it crosses your path,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, but they think the fishermen, if they met it, it had to be a certain way.
Yes,
certain time of the whatever.
Yes,
they
yes.
thought it was unlucky.
Unlucky.
Just the complete opposite.
Yes, of course, there's a lot of superstition in Scotland, isn't there?
Yes.
Well?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Especially
Celts like us.
Yeah, exactly
the
same, yes.
Yes.
And a lot of the people I'm speaking to are reminded, as you've reminded me, about the identity bracelet. I'd forgotten all about that, you see.
Yes.
Wish I'd kept it now.
Well, I've still got mine.
Have you?
Yes, it was a silver. It's a silver one.
Yes.
A little tiny one, yes.
Yes.
And the name on it, full name. And,
yes.
And number 713.
Yes.
I can remember that. That was my number, 713.
I can remember my identity card number.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You got an identity
That's
card
right,
with your photo.
Yes.
Did we have a photo on it?
I didn't have, no, we didn't have photo.
No.
My parents did.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a photo of mine.
I can't remember if I had it. I don't think I had.
No, I don't think so.
I remember my number, though. Yes. I do.
It's like the men that are in the army, they can tell you their numbers.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's funny, isn't it? The things that stick.
Yes.
And then when
yes.
you're trying to remember something.
Yes, something that happened last week, you can't remember.
Exactly. You're
yes,
right
I'm
there.
The same.
Yes.
Yes.
So, is there anything else that you can remember that I don't know anything about that you could pass on for future generations?
Future generations.
Well, I think it's important
women's
ideas are recorded because.
I
mean, once we're gone, we're gone.
That's it. I talk to my grandchildren.
Do you?
And I tell them things, you know, that I hope they will remember.
Yes.
Just by word of mouth.
Yes.
They probably think I'm a bit of a...
No.
still.
And later years, they'll appreciate
it. They remember, because I sometimes can remember things my grandmother said.
Yes.
And, you know, way back.
Yeah,
like that.
That's right.
Yes.
So I think it's quite important.
Yes,
and also, a woman sees a thing differently from a man.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
We seem to have a bit more acute sense of things.
Yes, definitely.
Aware of what's happening more.
That's right,
yes.
Men are just sort of work.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah, tunnel vision.
My husband's like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, he's like that. He's I say it's such a thing, and he can't remember things that I can remember. No, it's funny,
isn't it?
Yes. I was probably doing such a thing at that time. You know, it's just one thing they can remember.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I mean, do half a dozen things
at once. Yes.
Daughter's always saying that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
You see, when the man retires, he's finished his job, but job just goes on and on and on, doesn't
it? I keep saying to my husband, I never retire, you know.
No, you don't.
It's harder work when they retire.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So how long have you been married for?
47 years.
Have you really?
Yes.
So you've been looking forward to your golden.
Well, hopefully.
Yes.
You never know.
No, you don't. I'm a widow myself.
Are you a widow?
Yes, I've been a widow for 10 years, so that's why I've decided to come over.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
So your family?
My daughter lives in Port St Mary.
Oh, that's
She's
nice.
She's been over here 4.5 years.
Oh, that's nice.
So I came over,
yes.
I've lots of friends, and I have another daughter, so I'm going on holiday tomorrow to visit down in Hampshire.
Yes.
But I didn't fancy going down there to live.
No.
And I found the Isle of Man just so like Scotland where
I
came from.
It is.
That I just felt so at home. I just loved it when I came on holiday. And Linda said, oh, you ought to just sell up and come over, you know. So
it's like Scotland and Ireland, isn't
it?
It's very much like Ireland.
It is. I think it's beautiful. It's lovely, Ireland.
We'd like it.
Oh, yes, lovely. I don't think you could get anywhere better.
No, well, I'm afraid we're stuck. We don't want to go.
No, I don't blame you.
We don't want to go on holiday even.
No, I don't blame you.
No,
you don't have to. You've got it all here, really.
Yes.
And when you're content, it's a lovely feeling.
Yes, so it is, yes.
I say to them, my friends back in home, I say, well, it's not home now, I say, I feel as if I'm on permanent holiday.
Yes, that's how I feel.
I just am on permanent holiday. It's a lovely, relaxing feeling.
Yes, wind down and relax.
Oh, yes. No worries, no threat.
You bought some Mary Pomeroy, didn't you?
Yes, one of the new apartments.
Oh, they're lovely, aren't they?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yes,
yes,
yes. I know a lady there, Mrs. Mac something. She works in hospice care.
Oh, does she? Yeah.
Yes, helps out there.
Oh, right. She'll be maybe
a Scottish lady.
Oh, she'll be further down the prom, maybe, is she?
She's in one of the apartments down near the Bay Queen.
I know, I don't know. We're in the new ones.
Oh, you're in the new ones.
Opposite the town hall.
She's the other end.
She'll be further down.
Yes.
I see. No, we're just there. Do you know Maureen Sterling?
No.
That name
it's lovely
does.
There, isn't
oh,
it?
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's a lovely view.
Oh, there. Beautiful. Couldn't be better.
It couldn't be better.
No, no, it's really lovely, yeah.
You've got nice neighbours as well. Yes.
Well, a lot of people aren't there. They're that way.
Yes.
You know, they just come back
yes,
for
yes,
short times.
Yes,
but oh, it's lovely.
Yes.
I love it. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So, is there anything else now?
That was all the camps. Oh yes, you're wanting to talk to somebody older, were you?
No, I'm looking for all age groups,
I
really, younger
yes.
and older.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
No, I'm
yes.
So, do you think it had any effect on the island, the war, or did it leave any?
No,
did it make any changes, do you think?
I don't really think so, because I thought once they'd all gone, everything's got back to normal.
Mm.
And the changes have only happened now with the finance sector
yes.
over, I think, when they're building all these offices
yes.
and things.
Yeah.
That seems to be the biggest
the
change,
biggest change.
That we all
yeah.
find. You
yes.
know, it's, yes, it's... we had some famous internees, didn't we?
So I believe, yes. Yes.
In that tiny Roland, they said.
Yes, it's
died.
Just died, yes.
So his mum apparently died here in Port Erin.
Oh, did she? I didn't know
so,
that.
Yeah, according to, who was it? Somebody talking on the radio, I think, one of the radio programmes.
Uh-huh.
He was here as a young boy with his parents.
Yes.
But the name wasn't Roland.
That's right.
Something beginning with F.
Yes.
And so they're wondering where she's buried.
Ah.
Well, in Russian churchyard, they kept a corner for the internees that died.
Oh, did they?
They weren't buried amongst Arby's.
No,
seems
no.
awful, doesn't
no,
it?
No, you can understand that.
They were buried in a corner.
There. Yes.
Up, right at the top there.
Right.
A square corner on their own, so there's a few graves there.
I see.
So I was wondering if she's up there.
She probably
yes,
is, yes.
Yes.
And there was famous musicians as well.
Yes, I think he was at Onkin.
Was it Onkin?
There were two.
Yeah.
Did they have a? They made. They got a band up after,
yeah.
didn't they?
Wait a minute, it'll come. Amadeus.
Yes.
Amadeus.
That's right. Yes.
Amadeus.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
I've heard somebody
yes.
said that.
Yes.
And there was another two names mentioned, but. Again, they were quite full. Was it Landor and somebody?
Robertson and Landor.
Were they here? Or
yeah,
was
I think
that?
They were
here. Somebody said they were, but they weren't
like
sure. And I wondered
I
if
they... I think they were.
Were they? Yeah.
They got together over here.
Is that what it was?
I think they got together over here and then they formed the band.
I see.
They hadn't met until they were thrown together, I think, in this internment camp in Onkin.
And then they formed a duo.
They, after they were released, they still played together here.
Yes.
And then when they released, they must have set up a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Band, yeah.
Well, it did
yeah.
them good then, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yes. Amazing, isn't it?
Oh,
what comes
yes,
out of...
Yeah. Different world today, isn't
oh,
it?
Entirely, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
yeah. And apparently there was internees... if you would call or aliens.
We call them aliens.
Aliens, that's
yes.
right. And
yes.
Well, they were aliens,
they
really.
They were aliens, because
yes.
that comes out sometimes with me when I talk to the grandchildren, say about the aliens, when the aliens were here.
Yes.
And they say, what, from outer space? I say, no. We call these people aliens. Why did you call them aliens, Granny? I mean, like us, were they?
But they were alien. Alien culture, yes.
There was no talk about aliens in outer space other than those days.
No. It was enough to contend with.
Yes,
and,
yes, we call them aliens.
Yes, that's right.
Not foreigners even, but
no, aliens, yes.
Wherever we got that word, I don't know.
Well, that's just it.
Yes.
You had to be very careful, didn't you?
You did, yes.
You
did.
Just never knew what... Mm-hmm. And what about spies? Does that...
I've heard of any spies.
You haven't heard of any spies. That was what we were always looking for when we were young, in case there was any spies,
yes,
you know.
Yes,
do you think it...
Yes.
We saw any lights,
yes.
Anybody with a torch or whatever.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, the torch. I can remember that the just before the war, we lived in Kirkmichael, as I say. Well, the TT races used to come through AAC, early morning practices. Well, there were Germans coming round, you see.
Of course.
On the TT. Well, my mother was convinced they were spies. And my father used to say, how can they be spies going such a rate? They can't see anything. They're watching the road. They're only here spying. This was before, about 1939,
38, 39.
They couldn't possibly be spies. They wouldn't see. As if they were going so fast. They weren't really going fast by today's
standards. No, but they were going fast with them standard days, yes.
Oh, she was convinced they were spies.
Well, that was one of our pastimes as well, looking out to see if you could see anything.
Yes.
It was just all exciting. And we used to have the commandos coming up for training up in the north of Scotland.
Oh, yes.
So there were these huge tanks. When I think back about it, how on earth did they transport them all that way up there?
That's true. How did they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there wasn't all these big trailer things now.
No. Some must have come an individual. Lorry, or maybe by ship, I don't know. It makes me think, gosh, I should go back up there and try and, you know,
and
recall.
Start, yes.
Because these sort of things are forgotten about.
That's right, yes. But I know when we had the internees in, there were two Austrian ladies and these two children, and there were also some Germans.
Really?
And they were dreadful. The Germans would say to these ladies, they knew they still had relatives in Germany, you see.
Yes.
You do our housework, because they'd all have their own housework to do. If you don't do our housework, we'll tell Hitler, he'll get your... And they were really dreadful.
Were they
really? Horrible to these ladies. They'd be in tears sometimes.
Oh!
Yes.
Good Lord.
Yes. So they'd have to be reported to the... There was somebody head of the... Each house had somebody responsible for
Had they?
So she'd have to report, and then she'd have to sort it out.
Yes.
But they could be really nasty like that. You do our housework, and we'll tell the.
You'd think they'd be too glad to be safe, and you know. And
Yes. Oh, they were. They could be nasty. Some of them.
Yeah.
Really nasty. Yes. We'd have to watch. Let her have a light up anywhere. You know?
Yes, of course.
Whether the planes would have seen it like a candlelight, I don't know.
No,
I often think back at that. Would they have seen a candle glowing up in the top bedroom?
It was a threat, though, wasn't it?
It was
a threat of it.
Because the bombers used to go over here to bomb Belfast.
So I believe,
So we'd hear them droning over, and then they'd come back much lighter after they dropped the bombs.
So it would have been quite frightening then.
Yes, yeah, we got quite used to it.
Did you?
Yes, and we got to know the sound of them, that whether they were going or they were coming back,
how
they were heavy or they were light coming back after they dropped the bombs.
Yes. Amazing what you just live through and you just take on board and just accept it.
I mean, today it would be a big thing.
Oh, gosh, everybody would be out there counting them. And
Yes, it would be.
But I think war, the threat of war, makes you more patriotic and whatever.
Yes, you can put up with it for the sake of the country.
That's right, win the war. And
Or I can remember, I don't know if it was a VE night or VJ night, one of the big nights that after victory.
Yes.
We all gathered with young people, you see, teenagers, down on the quarter deck down by the beach.
Oh, yes.
And there was one girl had a piano accordion.
Oh.
And we were so delighted. The war was coming over. It was practically over. We all marched up. Now the internees that were left were all up on the prom in the hotels.
Oh, were they?
And they were the really dangerous
ones.
Probably.
I see,
The ones that they didn't want to release.
No, the
so
Nazi
we all
ones,
went
maybe.
Up there, singing, "There'll always be an England," and all these, and we were singing out of our voices.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
God. The sound of life from these hotels.
No, there wouldn't be.
And all those young people up there singing patriotic songs in front of the hotels.
Well, it's the only thing you could do when you'd won the war.
Yes, yeah. All elated, and we'd get our own back on these
yes,
up now.
Exactly.
So there must have been a little bit of...
yes, underneath, although it wasn't.
Yes,
although it
yes.
wasn't apparent.
No, because we lived with them, we shopped with them,
yes.
and we went to the cinema with them when
yeah.
they were allowed. You know.
Yeah. Were they allowed out to move amongst the people?
They used to walk about and went in around the shops. Yes.
Did they?
Yes. They used to have a shop down there with their handicrafts and stuff and sell
this.
They were very good with their hands.
So I believe yes.
Very good with their hands.
Yeah.
Knitting and sewing.
Yeah.
Embroidery, beautiful
yeah.
things, and they would make things out of nothing. Like they'd go on the beach and collect little tiny shells. They'd paint them and put holes in, make buttons of them.
Really?
Oh, yes. Nothing
yeah.
was nothing went to waste.
Nothing wasted.
Oh,
no.
Very economical. Very,
yeah.
Very clever.
Yes. You don't. I don't suppose you've heard of the name of. There was one particular English nurse who was sort of. I don't know if she was in charge of them, but she was involved a lot with them. But I can't remember her name from the top of my head. She was a Miss somebody or other, and apparently she was involved an awful lot with the internees. You wouldn't remember, but
yeah.
maybe the name. I can't remember what it was at the moment. Something else I'll have to write down.
There were commandants, and...
But this was an English... Yeah. And she was a Miss somebody or that from like the Home Office had sent her over.
Oh right.
And she was in Port Erin and dealt with the families as well in Port Erin.
Probably heard the name, because once the husbands moved over, there was the babies were born there.
Yes,
you see?
Yes, of course.
What was the Bellevue? It's now the Royal. Was the their hospital?
Oh, was it?
Yes,
oh.
yes. They used to go up there if they were ill or. Having babies and
oh,
that
right.
was like a medical centre
yes.
for them.
Oh, I see.
So, yes.
Yeah.
But, no, I probably would hear them. Remember, I've probably
if
heard all these
yes.
names.
Yeah, I'll maybe ring you and when I find the name and
yes.
see if you can
yes.
if you do it if you recognise. Yes, it might do.
Yes.
Nobody's lying.
Yes, yes, I know.
Do you
yes,
think you've
yes.
got it all up there and then suddenly, God, the commonest thing, you can't get a hold
yes,
of it.
That's it, yes, yes.
I'll
yes,
say, give me 10 minutes and I'll come back with it. So
yes, there were police women too that came over. Police women, yes, they came over and a couple of them married Manxmen.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes,
oh.
yes. And, now, one of them, her daughter's still, and her son is still living here.
Oh, are they?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and,
right.
The other one, they, of course, they're both dead now, but
mm-hmm.
the husbands are dead, but
mm-hmm.
the children are
oh,
here,
there,
their families
of course.
Are here,
yes.
still here.
Yes.
But they came from London, I think, or somewhere. And
oh,
were,
I see.
They were police women sent over from charge of these.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course the policemen on the island would have been away at the war as well, were they?
I suppose they were.
Or some of them,
we'd
anyway.
Have had, we must have had, we probably had the elderly ones, I don't know. Oh,
maybe, yes.
you
yes.
know, the old over...
Yes.
Over,
over retiring.
It might have been a reserved occupation, I don't know.
It might have
been. Like
the
farmers were.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yes, I mean,
yeah.
Mm.
So, and at the hospital where you worked, there wouldn't have been any casualties brought in then, or?
No. It was just... No, when I was there, it was 1945-6, so the war was over.
Ah, right, yes.
Well, yes,
well it would just been the end.
Yes,
so
yes.
45.
I was just old enough to go then.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
So there were no...
No, there was nothing
no.
like that at all. What about the doctors and that? Had they been to the war and came back, or...?
I don't think so.
No?
Just there. Might have been in the medical corps.
Mm.
As humble nurses weren't
hobnobbing.
No,
of course. No. In those days.
No. No,
they were the gods.
They were. You didn't speak to them.
No,
oh,
no.
No, they didn't speak to you.
Bow down, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
changed
yes.
days.
The ward sister was enough.
Yes.
Didn't speak to her either.
No.
No. The only casualties were the TT ones, you know.
Of course,
started.
Yes.
They were there,
yes.
Casualties really.
Yeah.
It was mostly operations. Well, of course, it wasn't the size, the hospital wasn't the size.
Oh, it wouldn't have been, no. Everything changes, everything.
Oh, yes, it does.
Spans,
yes.
My daughter that I'm visiting tomorrow, no, this is Saturday, I go on Monday. She's a nurse in Andover. We lived in Grimsby before she married and moved, you know, 16 years ago. She'd been married, about 16 years. And so she took her training in Grimsby, S-E-N, but now she's doing this conversion to whatever the year 2000 or something like called. And she's doing it part-time, so she's finding it very hard because she's got the two children as well, you know. And
so they're small children?
No, they're, well, I'm going down to child mind. He's 11.
Right. Yes,
he's 11,
yes,
but he can't be left on his own, you know. And
we've got one like that at 11.
Have you?
It's a difficult age.
It is.
Yeah, you think they can be left, you think you can trust them, and then you find you can't.
That's right.
Yes,
so she didn't.
We've got one like that.
Have you? Well, that's why I'm going on Monday, 10 days, because they take their holidays, you know, to cover for the school term. And so there's this, they're coming back from America tomorrow. They're on holiday at the moment, so they'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
And then I'm going on Monday for 10 days. So
that'll be a good help to her.
It will. It'll, but that's why I wanted the taping done, so I could take with me, and when he's out playing or whatever, I'll be able to transcribe the tapes,
make
you know, and
notes.
Make the notes,
yes.
So that's why I wanted it before I went away.
Yes,
I appreciated you taking me today.
Oh, that's all right. I couldn't have fitted tomorrow because
we've got a
birthday when the grandson's 15 tomorrow.
Oh, is he?
So we're going to the Falcon's Nest for lunch.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know what that'll entail after, you see. It might be battle
that's lovely,
cake
though.
Or what, I don't know.
How many grandchildren have you got?
Six.
Have you?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. What have you got?
Wait a minute. One.